Near toothless man gets 7 years for gnawing and biting neighbor's penis in argument over loud music. By John David Kahn on October 21, 2013. A 41-year-old Dover man, missing most of his teeth, was jailed for 8 years, convicted of biting and gnawing a neighbor's penis in argument over loud music. A 41-year-old Dover man, missing most of his teeth, was jailed for 8 years, convicted of biting and gnawing a neighbor's penis in argument over loud music. The repetition of the headline was not a mistake, just needed to reread it myself. In the Canterbury Crown Court, trial judge L. Dell Williams told the defendant, Jason Martin, a father of one and heroin addict, that his victim never felt such excruciating pain like that before in his life. These were horrendous injuries, but you have shown not one flicker of remorse. In fact, you regard yourself as the victim. I have no doubt that when you lost your temper on this occasion, you were determined to inflict as much pain and injury upon your victim as possible. You also set out to humiliate him by taking hold of his penis and testicles and gnawing at them. But Martin had a different account of the events on the night in question, saying to the jury, "I didn't do that, I am not a gay man in any way. The thought of putting a man's penis in my mouth, well, it's not for me. Not in a million years would I do it." But the facts tell a different story. A story in which putting a man's penis in his mouth was for him. It all started with a neighborly request on Folkestone Road in Dover. According to the prosecution, Richard Henderson sent a text message to Martin asking him to turn down his music. This led to an in-person argument in which Henderson heckled Martin about his alleged drug use. Bad move by the pajama-clad Henderson. A fight broke out. Henderson told the jury that his penis had been bitten like it was a sandwich. When asked what it was like, apparently by someone considering having it done, Henderson said, "My willy was not attached to the rest of my body. I have never experienced that kind of pain to this day, and I don't want to experience it ever again." Henderson was reportedly covered in blood after the incident and was taken to the hospital, where his willy was apparently stitched back health. The six-man, six-woman jury panel was shown photographs of the injury after being told they don't make pleasant viewing. Martin disputed the facts on many levels, claiming he was punched first, held in a headlock, and kicked. He also said that Henderson tried to ram his head into a metal suitcase. Although Martin denied making a meal out of Henderson's Johnson, the court heard that when police interviewed him after the fight, he still had blood around his mouth. Martin said the blood was from a fat lip after receiving a punch to the mouth. Martin told the jury, "I have only got a couple of teeth in the lower part of my mouth. I can't even bite into a hard-boiled egg." He was then asked to show the jury his lack of teeth, saying his dentures served only a cosmetic purpose. "He did take some responsibility. I accept that I did grab his testicles, not maliciously or to hurt him badly. But then he broke down. He broke down hard. Like any man would." In the witness box, a trail of tears descended from his eyes, leading to the mouth that housed few teeth but could still utter heart-wrenching truth and acceptance. "I had just grabbed around him, Mr. Henderson. I didn't realize at the time that I had done anything to him. It was just a rat bite. I just grabbed into an area. I didn't realize at the time it was his testicles." That's when Judge Williams pressed, "You must have felt his penis and testicles in your hand?" Martin replied, "I didn't know if it was his penis or his testicles or his upper leg or arm. I didn't know what it was. I was just getting beaten up and I was scared. A man on the ropes will grasp at straws." And grasp he did. Martin was jailed for 7 years for the wounding and an additional year for driving dangerously through town after being released on bail. After a string of driving offenses, Martin was banned from driving for 5 years. Thank God he is off the roads. Photo, Wayne McCabe/SWNS.